Yo, yo, yo! It's DJ Jazzy Poodle.
And the French Princess.
And this is Too Hot to Handle, y'all.
Ooh, strap it on.
Too Hot to Handle, it's the new show about some hot and horny people trying to win a lot of dough.
They got Americans, Brits, Australians in the mix. So where can I watch?
Bitch, it's on Netflix.
These pretty people think they're there to find the perfect match. Then an Alexa named Lana tells them there's a catch.
They can get naked, fuck, or even kiss. Yeah, don't look in the shower.
That's a lot of jizz.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch this shit. And if love is blind work, this will be a hit.
Rainbow Carol.
Yeah, too hot to handle.
Word.
On est dans la merde.
On est dans la merde. On est dans la merde.
Title. I forgot. Oh, I started to type
it out. What'd you think I was?
I didn't type it out because my keyboard went crazy. Like, what are you trying to type? You don't know French.
On est dans la merde.
Stepping in shit, y'all.
That translates, he said, they asked, we're fucked. But I guess it means kind of like we're screwed or we're in shit. But it really means like one is in shit. One is in shit. Or someone's in shit.
Been there.
Yeah. In the
y'all,
shit.
Hopefully this doesn't cut out. It is a thundering, a happening outside. I don't know if y'all can hear. If y'all hear a rumble, I'm not farting. It's not my butthole wanting to get pummeled because I've been in Oklahoma away from my boyfriend for
and
a month.
You're watching Marvin.
Yeah, it's thunder.
I miss thunderstorms. I always love. I usually go home to visit my family in July, and I don't know if I'm going to do it yet. But I always love that. Besides the crushing heat and humidity.
That is very, very true.
Y'all, this is Too Hot to Handle. Reality Gaze, episode 3. On est dans la merde.
On est dans la merde. Jean-Tolemoul,
don't roll your R's. We don't. That's only in sung French sometimes.
Jean-Tolemoul.
Merde. No, it's a U, merde. Your R. I'm saying you don't roll your R's.
Oh, merde.
Can you not do merde?
Merde.
Close. There's no achlaut.
Merde.
No, you would have been terrible at French.
Merde.
can the back of your tongue not go back? Merde.
Merde.
No, it can't. Your ginormous clumsy tongue doesn't know what to do. It's just like a big placenta in a jar.
Hey, I've got no complaints.
The thing is, when it's so big, it's clumsy.
Oh,
so
boy,
maybe
no.
Maybe if
oh,
you,
I don't. I think it's been described as graceful, elegant,
not all when you speak.
All encompassing, and oh my God, that's a rim job.
Not when you speak. So
welcome to Too Hot to Handle, season 2, episode 3, y'all.
And this is we're getting into the shit, as the title says.
Yes, we're getting into the shit. Not better. This was
not that I take back what I said earlier, but they're starting to figure out either the editors or the people on the show now are starting to figure out kind of what's up.
Well, the good thing, too, about this show is there's a format, but also if people do things weird and fuck up, they can do whatever the fuck they want and change things up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hint are going to do in episode 4. But so, y'all, so we're going to jump in. It's kind of where this is the Nathan and Carly. She's talking to Nathan about kind of she is feeling – she fucked up by kissing Peter, and she is missing Chase and kind of sorting out her feelings with that. Carly is quickly becoming kind of like a little like the heart of this show for me.
I totally agree, and I wrote that down. She's the most thoughtful. How did you skip over all of Melinda's, I don't care about it. I don't care.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And Jess Ray's like, do you care? I don't care about him. No, I'm not sure. Do you care? I don't care.
Okay.
He's gone. I don't care. I don't care. I care just a little bit.
Just
and
a little
yeah,
bit.
You care.
Yeah, you care. Yeah, sorry. I watched that the night before and then fell asleep. And then today when I watched it, I forgot to watch that first like little 5 minutes. So yes.
It's interesting because I feel like we liked her at first, and I kind of still do, but it's really awful to see Marvin make her a sniveling, like, pile of pleasing.
You guys, we're going to try to separate this. We separated these episodes, but I will say, talking about them this episode, it's going to be hard talking about what happens in episode 3, because we watched episode 4, yeah. And Marvin is such a piece of shit to her.
He's
and gross.
Awful to her.
And such a misogynist pig that it,
yeah.
That it colored everything for this.
Are you cold on him now?
Oh, fuck me like a railroad into a mountain. Boom, boom, boom. Oh,
God. But I'm saying, I'm just saying there's something about him that just really rubs me the wrong way. He's number one, he's prude. He's a prude.
He's
judgmental. Even though he's from Paris, he's provincial as fuck.
He is. Yeah, he's.
He's like got like he's has like the morals of like a even though he is a fuck
he's,
boy.
He's judgmental. He is do as I say, not right. as I do.
He's a fuck boy and he can do anything he wants, but the women he's around have to be like these 19th century corseted ladies yes. who's like,
excuse me.
I will never look at another person.
Never. So
I hate that attitude.
I did too.
He's the worst on the show. If he's in a scene, I'm just like, ugh.
You wouldn't have sex with him?
I would bang him, totally. But okay. I'm saying, I separate from that, I can't even root for him.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah,
I don't want them to find anything.
He's a really arrogant fuck.
Yeah. So
anyway, but that we're jumping all over the. But I do want to talk about y'all. There was last. So we wake up in the morning. We're starting the day. We find out. Emily was playing with Cam's dick.
She was doing claw fingers, claw pinchers, yeah. pincers,
and
as
they,
you will.
Y'all, they cut to it, and you see the tent is going up and down. And y'all, Cam's got that face that every guy in high school has Ooh. Had on prom night in the car. Just kind of like, oh, God, what do I do?
I can't tell you
how,
to stop.
Yeah, how
like
would you
when someone's
that
touching
face?
Your dick, y'all, it's kind of somewhere in between. Like when you're getting into a really hot tub, because it's both pleasure and, oh God, this feels really hot, but I got to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
yeah. Ooh, ooh, it's ooh, like,
ooh, 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 oh, oh,
it's kind of like, it's like when you have to make yourself pee in the ocean. Like, you're not used to peeing in the ocean, so part of me, like...
Oh,
I can't,
I'm used to peeeing in the ocean.
You're disgusting.
I pee in the ocean regularly.
And so, but I, for me, I'm like, oh, I'm in the ocean. What the fish are going to see my... What's going to happen? It's
kind
of
cold.
No, you
just let go.
I'm not relaxed. But then when you finally let go and pee, you're just like, I'm one with nature pissing in the ocean. And
oh,
it feels good.
I literally, I'm like a fish. There, I'm just like peeing. I just go into the ocean and I just start pissing. I just let it go whenever I'm there.
Let it be.
I'll be talking to you right next to you in the ocean and I'll be pissing in the ocean.
This is why we don't go to the beach together.
You don't go into the water though at the beach.
No, Jaws.
No, I love, that's the
Jaws.
Thing.
Jaws.
I will say the Pacific is a lot colder. So it is, if you're going to go in any time where it's not really warm, the ocean is very cold. But the Atlantic Ocean, oh my God, when I go to the beach with my family in South Carolina, we usually go to Fripp Island or somewhere down there. But like the Atlantic is a lot warmer.
And sharks that kill you.
But no, the ocean's wonderful. No,
I watched Jaws, sorry. I'm from a landlocked state. Sorry.
But like it's like you feel like you're part of something very primal and I love the ocean. I would much rather be in the ocean than a pool.
Nope.
Any day.
Nope.
I mean, I can be in a pool.
Earthquake could happen, tsunami could happen right then. You're washed away, you're dead.
I think
I know
be a
I should
warning.
Like the ocean. I'm a Pisces, but a don't.
Yeah. You don't like things that are, you have to be, nature is something that you need to be, you need to be kind of.
No, I
like,
think it's, I think it's just that I'm not used to it. And I watched Jaws too young. Thunderstorm, I would stand right there in the middle of lightning and just sit in a metal chair and watch the fucking thing.
Oh, I wouldn't care about it. I'm not really afraid of, speaking of, I know I talked about it like a couple weeks ago about my worst way to die, to plummet to the earth in a hot air balloon. That happened this week to someone, y'all. And I've gotten a lot of your tweets about it. And they're like, did you cause this?
You probably, you know, we need to move on because we promised ourselves we wouldn't make our podcast longer than this actual episode, which was
we're
only
just
35
chatting,
minutes.
Because you have to go get your father nachos.
I have to get my father nachos. Oh,
he hasn't had anything to eat today, y'all.
That's what he told me. And I said, I fed you like three times today. Y'all get me out of the state.
So basically, Carly thinks she fucked up. That's what she says. And she's like, I shouldn't treat people like this. Cam and Emily, we talked about, he did kind of jerk him off. She did jerk him off a little bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They're praying to Lana. Chase and Marvin are kind of like sitting there and they're part of the cuckolded by Peter support group.
Yes. Yes.
And talking about, and this is so insulting. Like, Peter, we're just not, he's not our level. But like,
oh.
I'm like, the thing is, Peter actually has a personality.
Peter, yeah.
So he actually pays attention to the girls.
Yeah.
When both of you kind of act like you're above them and like you're God's gift. Chase is getting better. Marvin
Chase
is still
getting
shitty.
Better, but Marvin is still, yes, that's exactly what it is. Because it's cards happening for, but I'm really surprised. No, like there must be like Nathan must have horrible breath or like something's going, because Nathan seems so nice. He's fucking gorgeous. He's also huge as well.
You know,
it's a nice dick.
I think he's just too much.
But maybe because he's a stripper, people are turned off by that.
That's it.
And maybe they're like, I never want to fall in love with a stripper because he's always going to have like women feeling on his body and I can't deal with that.
He feels a little fake to me. And it could be the stripper persona.
Maybe.
He's always looking because you're always kind of smiling and glinting, trying to get more tips or something like that.
Well, he does begin to see that he's starting to talk to Larissa,
I like this match.
I like this match, too. They're starting to have a conversation. Meanwhile, Peter is talking to Melinda, and he was like, he's in the pool, and he's like, so basically, what do you think of our bed situation? And where are you in your head? And Melinda is like...
She's like, well... Yeah. He's like, no, really, where do you see yourself? And finally, she says, you know, I'd rather just prefer...
I want Marvin to forgive me, and I want to move forward.
Exactly. I want Marvin to take me back, and I want to give him all my agency.
Do we
even
not,
though we've been here, we've probably been here for 4 days.
But don't we remember, Marvin has shown her who he is.
I know.
Because he was talking to Emily after he kissed her. Because
he's a fuckboy.
And that's why she got mad, and she's never called him out on that. They better, if they have a reunion show for this, then they should totally do it.
I think they did have one.
Wait a minute.
I think they did have one.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait, no. Nick Lachey, they host Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
y'all,
they did
Love
have
is
one.
Blind is happening. We had a friend who said...
It's happening. We
just
don't know
month,
what it is.
A friend went to one of the Love is Blind weddings.
Also, one of my clients says my husband's friend... not a client, I'm sorry. This is an Instagram person. My husband's friend is one of the men. And so they have filmed it. They just don't have a release date yet. And they said, she said, yeah, he's really dumb, so it's going to be good.
That's amazing. If they went to a wedding, though, last month, that means I'm saying they're still in the midst of it.
Yeah, I'm saying September.
I think they're going to move it for the fall, too, yeah. Because they didn't
September,
expect it
October.
To be a big hit. It's going to become a fall show for them. That's what
it should be.
Yeah. So... And they're going to let Too Hot to Handle be the Love is Blind. That's why Love is Blind came out later in July. Mm-hmm. And
Too Hot to Handle was like, they're like, let's just roll the dice.
Because Hoodle's right. This show was an international hit for them.
Yeah. This was huge for them internationally.
It was. Now, so Melinda, she's like, I want to move on. Peter's like, didn't want to hear that. But anyway, she's like, okay. So we get a little bit of wait, where did my notes go? Okay, sorry. Emily is talking to the girls, and I love this. They're doing yoga on the grass, and Emily is talking to Kayla and Larissa, and she's like,
every time they say Taylor, I'm like, who?
Emily's like,
who?
Oh yeah, she's
I forget
be gone.
Who she is.
She's leaving. Spoiler alert. I know
think,
she is.
I think they're getting rid of her.
Yeah, I think she's leaving. So, but she's like, every morning I wake up and I'm too horny. And Kayla's like, you guys have so much self-control because nobody knows.
You guys
knows
are like angels.
You guys are angels. She doesn't know that they gave it important, that she gave them a hand job last night.
And she won't even though they're supposed to be close, Emily won't even say anything. And it's like, it's going to come out. You are surrounded by cameras. And it's interesting that this tells you a little bit about who these people are, that they are either they're definitely ashamed of part of that part of themselves,
mm-hmm.
but they still, and they refuse to, own up to it. So they can say they're slutty and they can do this, but in a way they're ashamed by it. So there's going to be no progress in some ways. So that's how you can tell with Emily having issues that way.
Larissa and Nathan talk. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say Nathan is pulling Larissa away and they're talking and she's like, tell me something impressive. And
I got a big dick. I'm impressed.
That's all you need.
I'm impressed.
That impresses me much.
So you got a big cock. That impresses me much. Oh, oh, oh. So you got the girth and you like to fuck. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I think you're all right. But sticking my dick in me in the middle of the night. That impresses me much. Sorry, don't get me on a Shania Twain
stick tear. Your dick in me in the middle of the night. Sounds like assault.
I just imagine myself doing that in that leopard outfit.
I'm sure you do. Remember how blown out it was?
Oh, yeah.
I can see you watching that video over and over again.
You know, that's one of my least favorite Shania Twain songs. And that was one of her biggest hits. But I was like, I like it. But it's not like some of the other ones.
It's interesting because it's kind of like it was this time when she was trying to do a little bit of inject a little bit more feminism into country music. And
a
now it
bit,
seems
a lot.
But I'm saying now it seems so tame.
It does seem so.
Yeah.
You have to remember, in 1997 is the first time a woman showed her belly button in country music ever.
I totally agree with
That's
you.
In
I'm
1997.
Saying by 2021 standards, it feels super tame.
Yeah.
Because think about the song Before He Cheats.
Yeah. So a good analogy to that is Shania Twain's Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
True.
Which is all about talking about cheating, but it's a more tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like, you're an asshole, but I'm being cute about it. Whereas Carrie Underwood is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I know. And can you imagine if someone, I don't know what year Whose Bed Have You, that's probably like maybe 96, 97.
Whose Bed, it should be 19, that's on the...
I'm sure it's on the Honky Tonk Mix.
That's on the Woman and Me. So I believe that's a 97, 98 album.
Yeah, that's what it feels mm-hmm. like. But think
Great
about
album.
If that song about defacing a car, putting out a tire.
Man-hater, they would have called it.
Yeah, they would. But it's like, and it's also different because it's Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Who's young. She's
I really enjoy this
Idol.
Topic, and we're completely far from field.
We are. Y'all, this is what it's like being with us.
My dad is just sitting waiting for me to go get nachos. I've got to go do this show.
All right, so I'm going to keep going. So he's basically talking to her, and then he's like, the thing about it is, she's trying to get real with him, and she's like, so the hat's part of your routine, right? She calls him on it. And then she's like, that's a prop. He's like, well, you want me to show you? And in the real move would have been taking off the hat and saying,
this is
not me. And instead,
He
doesn't go there.
You're right.
And, you know, I'm going to take back. I'm going to say I was completely wrong about Larissa. She's probably the most aware person there, even though I think she's trying to act like she's sluttier and things like that. I think she's trying.
I think so, too, actually.
She's the most self-aware person
she
there.
She is a lawyer because she wants the money.
That's true.
She wants that money.
So he's stripping. They're showing stripping moves. I must say, I love – this is giving me – you guys love Fly the Conchords, just in how a New Zealander, when they bid, I'm going to go to the bid. Like when Murray bid. Would say, Brit, A, Brit, Brit. It's very – the A's are really closed. Bid. Getting us to the bid.
So – and I actually thought this was a very, like, nice, like, exchange where he says, you know, do we want to, like, switch sleeping kind of quarters?
And she agrees.
She agrees, and she's like, yeah, I think I'm okay with that. Let's try that. And, like, okay, so it's that night, everybody, and they're in the bed. And she says, no hanky-panky. Cam and Emily are in the bed. And then Marvin looks at Cam and says, well, Emily, I hope you like Lord of the Rings. And she says, what are you talking about? And he's like, look at the tattoo. And there, Cam has, I guess, some type of Lord of the Rings tattoo.
She says it looks like a dick, but
I couldn't decide what it is. Wait, excuse me. I'm sorry. Luckily, we have an expert here.
Mom, I'll be right there. Just let me know, Mom. My retainer's in the bathroom. I didn't lose it.
Hello.
Jared, I'm going to my scrapbooking class. You're on your own for dinner.
Okay.
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's Dildo Swaggins.
Dildo Swaggins.
Apparently, I've heard now my a services. Correspondent.
Yes, my services were called. You lit the flame of Galadriel, and I saw it burning in the light, and I jumped upon my horse and rode here quickly as possible, which is hard for me because I'm a hobbit, and do you know how big a horse is?
Yeah, I still don't understand this
You're
character.
Looking quite well. looking quite well.
Thank you. Thank you, Dildo.
Yes. I love your elvish curtains in the background with the leaf
elvish,
pattern.
What is this? Because they're trees?
Yes.
They're tree-like?
Yes, the elves live in the trees. And
Yes. What's your take? I assume you've watched the show, Dildo.
Boobies. I see boobies. I haven't baked a dish at all.
You haven't touched a boobie. Have you touched a boobie yet, Dildo?
Never in my life. But I've dreamt of it often, usually when I go to sleep in algebra class.
Yeah.
Jared, where's my good lotion?
Mom, I don't know, Mom. I don't know what lotion is.
I swear to God, if you take my St. Ives again, I spend $3 for that at the Rite Aid.
Look in Dad's bathroom.
I don't have long. I don't have long. Let me get to the point.
Yes. So what do you think the tattoo is? And what do you think appeals to to Cam about Lord of the Rings?
Well, he's already admitted that he's into elves. And the Lord of the Rings films, although quite specific, never really covered the sexual habits of elves.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Elves, first of all, not only are their ears pointy, but the genitalia is pointy too. Pointy breast.
I have a feeling you've written slash fiction about this. Available.
I'm not familiar with Slash. Pointy dicks, too. I think
those barbed dicks of bees that, like, stick in people so they can pump it in.
That's just good. Just more of a, like, a pointy, pointy foreskin. I don't know much about dicks, truthfully. Or breasts. Or except my own. But I will say, I think Cam, I think he's attracted to elvish porn because, personally, well, I think he wants to live forever and fuck a lot of women, which is what elves do.
Jared, your father is going to come up and paddle you if you don't get down here.
I'll be right down.
Yes, I've got to go. I just want to say one thing. The tattoo is the elvish symbol for skank.
Oh, great. Yes. Thank you.
I just wanted to be clear.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Please, go with God. Please, if you ever find behind the scene booby pics, please send the, yes, of Emily. Oh, right. Yes.
I hope you she's a fair,
also comes into her because she looks like Liv Tyler. Oh,
she kind of does. I hope you get to touch boobies real soon.
Yes.
Jared, where's my bra?
Me. The love of the hobbits be with you.
All right. Thank you, Dildo. Thank you. Please don't.
Okay. Sorry. My dad wanted a Gatorade. I'm back. Did I miss anything?
I love it how you chastised me for talking about Carrie Underwood, but yet we just had a 6-minute visit from Dildo Swaggins.
Oh, we did? Well, that was plot yes. important. Plot important.
So... where were we? I don't even know where I am. It turns out that they, even though Lana calls them in, and even though, as Lana says, he did not blow his circuit, they lost $4,000 for that infraction.
They did.
But also the big deal is that Peter rubbing Melinda's mosquito bite was not the big thing.
It was whiskey. They were
Marvin's
freaking
like, oh,
out.
Thank God. I guess now it wasn't a big
She's
deal.
She's a wonderful person because she didn't cheat on me.
This is so fucked up.
Are we Amish? Yes, it's so gross.
You applied for a show called Parties in Paradise. And your self-righteousness.
And the first season of Too Hot to Handle wasn't like this. I don't remember it being kind of like... Oh,
they were all sex positive. They were all
very sex positive. They were just real about. They were actually everybody. I will say, this group is sluttier, but the first group they more got into the experiment of like, let's do this.
Yeah, this group is like hung up on certain people, and I think whatever premise of a show fucked them up from the beginning. I think a lot of them. Because they're not too smart, y'all.
Yeah.
Still think of this Love Island premise. I think that's in the back of their minds.
Possibly, yeah.
That's going to help them win money.
Well, it won't.
I don't know. I feel like it's so misguided.
Peter is like, he's like, man, I'm happy for Nathan and Larissa. I think that could be a good couple. Marvin and Kayla are now in the bed.
Chase is pissed. Chase is pissed that they're losing money.
Chase is becoming the banker this season. What was that guy's name? Kex.
I forgot it.
Kex. It was X. I don't care. Again, he was a
really
handsome man with such a boring personality. I didn't want to have sex with him by the end of it.
So the next morning, Melinda is still pouting. And
she says, I'm getting a taste of my own
behavior.
Medicine. And I'm like, yeah, you're getting a taste of your own medicine, but he's not. Whatever.
So they are, the girls and the boys are meeting separately. And the boys basically, Cam says, you guys, some kind of Winkle Schinkel pact. And he's like, I need to rub one out. And this is an investment.
Where Poodle dropped his pen and leaned in, as I did as well.
Beg your pardon?
Because, y'all, the three of them are just...
This is porn.
When three straight men are talking about masturbating together...
I'm turned on. I'm like, I couldn't even write anything. I'm like, what are they going to say? But at one point, I was like, are they all going to jerk off together?
That's one reason why it took me longer to do the show. As I had to go back and watch it and then take notes. Because the first time I stopped taking notes, I was like, no,
he's like, I really need to get off. And then my brain went, wait, are they going to jerk off in front of each other?
That's kind of what I thought, that they were going to like, let's all rub one out.
But I will say, I think this is an interesting idea by Cam, and I think it's the smartest, most original, out-of-the-box idea, that if he jerks off, that it's an investment, so he won't do that again. And
yes.
These, you guys, this second seasons of shows like this are when new ideas come up. And this is actually, this is the smartest idea, because I know if I'm going out on a date, if I don't jerk off, the only thing I'm going to be thinking about is, when am I going to sneak off to the bathroom with him?
Okay. You're like a fucking horny tiger. You're 40 years old. You shouldn't have to jerk off before a date. What are you just eating mushrooms and like clams all the time?
Maybe. I have a high sex drive. What am I going to say? Yeah,
no shit.
But no, then you can actually get to know the person. but I still wind up usually making out with them in the car. But if I don't jerk off, oh my God. It is like supercharged. And I'm asking them things like, waiter, bring me some oysters. Can we go to the bathroom? You know, when, like when you would go to the bathroom on a date just to make out?
Wait, does no. That no, I've never done that. God, oh, you're I a have. Whore. Wow.
Oh, I have a lot.
That's a Poodle Boudreaux go-to move, isn't it?
Yep. See, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Meet me in there in 3 minutes. Want stall two?
Wow.
You've never done that?
No.
Oh, way to make me feel shameful.
If you're having lunch,
kidding, I don't.
If you're having lunch at the Abbey, I almost said the Abbey.
I'll be in stall four.
Or just pick one. It works for all of them.
The drug stall is stall five. Yeah. So yeah.
Anyway, so they Marvin tries to come in, and Peter and Nathan are guarding the door. They're not letting him in.
And he's jerking at y'all. He is slapping the gherkin.
I kind of wish they would have showed like behind like his arm moving, and they didn't.
But he's like, give me 1.5 minutes, not 5 minutes.
Not y'all.
That's a quick jerk off, y'all.
This is only like 4 days that they've been here.
I think it's maybe a little longer, but
well,
yeah.
So, you know, that happens. Then Melinda and Marvin finally have a talk, and they have a chat.
The girls also, don't forget, the girls make a pact that they're not going to do anything.
Yeah. And so, and Emily's like, yes, okay. And so Melinda says, like, just let your guard down. Just try. This was so gross to me, because it's like her begging him
and
to like him.
She apologizes to him, and it's not necessary.
And he's like, I forgive you for all this. And we've never talked about him talking to another girl. Whatever. I'm so over them as a couple.
So Lana says there's been another, and they're going to sleep in each other's bed. Lana says there's been another rule break. Chase is pissed, of course.
Chase is pissed.
$2,000 loss. Because
Chase was obsessed with his blue balls.
Yeah, and they were all Cam.
Or Cam was obsessed with his blue balls.
And they're all sitting there, and Cam and Elizabeth says, Cam and Elizabeth, Emily, they're like, well, you basically did, what was the $2,000 off because he jerked?
$2,000 off because she felt of his dick.
Yeah. And then they're like, you'll do the ultimate test. You're going to spend one night alone.
Seven infractions.
No, they've had four of the seven.
No, yes. And four of them were Cam and Emily. So, yes, that's when Lana says, what, Poodle?
You're going to spend the night in the private suite.
And if they don't break the rules, she'll put
$10,000. Dollars.
And Melinda's like, we had a girl chat. Stand by it.
And Chase just goes, I have absolutely no faith in you.
And I said,
you know what?
Dang.
He's kind of right.
No, kind of. He is right. Not one ounce of me thought they would do this. Do you think they could have done it?
No. I just don't think. Here's the thing. I don't know if Lana has accurately explained the rules.
No.
About exactly what
they
is.
They know. It's too hot to handle. They know.
They know. But grinding, I think they're just pushing it too far. But that's the show, y'all. That's the episode.
The way you said that was like you were going to say something different. And you're like, and so then that's the episode.
That's the show. And I wrote down Chase's eyes are so beautiful. I could lose
myself
in them.
I think he switches them out with contacts, though, because sometimes they look darker. He is very likable. I'm liking him more and more.
I think he's my, I will
he's
say.
He's becoming the star of the season.
He
for
is.
The guys,
and,
for the
well,
guys.
I think he's standing out.
I think he, and honestly, I think he and like Peter are the guys with the most personality.
Totally. Who? Yeah. But people like Marvin, and Marvin is completely dragging down Melinda.
Oh, God. Yeah. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
If you listen to episode 3, we have dropped episode 4 as well. So you can jump right into that. And then I think new episodes, that's Too Hot to Handle stops. And then episodes 5 through 10, I think, are airing on the, like, a week or...
Wednesday.
Well, no. Yeah. This coming Wednesday?
Yeah.
That quick? I thought they were going to wait.
No, it dropped this week. It's 2 weeks. Or just, it dropped. It's in 2 weeks, the installments are.
All right.
No, we're fucked. We're getting fucked.
We're fucked.
We're getting all fucked.
My dad's not going to get nachos a lot, y'all. Okay, just y'all.
Getting Taco Bell nachos.
I'm going to Taco Casa. He likes that one better. It's horrible. Y'all go to realitygazepodcast.com to find all of our other shows. We remind you, if you're new to this and you jumped on our $5 Patreon, you get the Bicurious episode at the $5 tier.
Woohoo! Which is too large.
You get classic 90 day. We also
classless.
Our $8 tier is more of our cringe tier. Lalu, and then
Extreme Sisters, and You, Me, and My Ex, which is our newest endeavor.
We will say too that, and the $15 tier is the watch along videos, and you also get the YouTube live. We've also realized we could do this very easily. If you're not there on the $15 tier for the YouTube live, we're still going to post that actually on Patreon as a video for you to watch. So
you can see our YouTube live and us having technical difficulties and us screaming at one another,
but it all
just generally drinking on a Sunday afternoon.
This was kind of a special one, y'all, because Aunt Peggy, her dog Sophie, and her lip made a cameo. And people freaked out.
I have a feeling she's going to get stalkers after this.
Probably.
She's anyway, like a star. She kind just of came is in and just like, and I'm in. Like, what do I do? I'm just like letting you have your time.
Let
Aunt
you
Peggy.
Have your time.
People, everyone, shut the fuck up about Aunt Peggy.
Y'all, another thing we love is if you go to Apple Podcasts, if you leave a 5-star review, and if be sure to write something because that helps, something nice.
Yeah, and if you don't know what to write, keep going, Queens.
Yes, but y'all, now this show is done, we want to remind you, keep being sluts.
Keep being sluts, y'all.
See you next time.
Bye.
Break it down now.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna leave ya.
Too hot to handle. It's CJ Jazzy Poodle.
Fresh Princess, we out. No, literally, we're out.
We're very gay.